have Coach Dave Pantoffel, we'll have Lane Hudson and Mac Celebrini shortly. Start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll take questions.
It was, nice at the end to get the win. Give them a lot of credit. I thought they played excellent. They played hard. They were winning a lot of battles. They're blocking a ton of shots. I thought we were sloppy throughout a lot of the game. So we definitely have to tighten up there. It wasn't our best, but we found a way to win in the end. But taking nothing away from them, they played a heck of a hockey game. They competed hard. Their goalie played very well. So nice to get the win in the end.
Do you feel like that was just early season nerves or jitters, or was there any sort of, maybe being a little too high with the number one ranking, anything like that?
I didn't sense that we were nervous. We just didn't have our I don't know if we didn't have our legs or we just were sloppy. We weren't playing the way we typically play defensively, especially early. A lot of pucks getting right to our slot. Our goaltender played great early on too. He made some big saves. He played great throughout the whole game. Just really sloppy from our group. I don't know. I have to look back a little bit. I'll go back and watch the game over, kind of see what the big issue was. But it certainly wasn't our best.
You mentioned it, but your team Bentley had 25 block shots in the game. What made them so effective defensively, and why did you guys kind of struggle to solve that defense?
Well, they were just clogging up the middle of the ice. They were selling out to block shots. You got to give them credit. I thought we could have done a better job of maybe getting a guy off to the side or finding a few more seams, or at times too, you got to fake a shot and walk around them. So give them credit. It takes will to block shots, and they were willing to do it.
Power play struggled tonight. Did you see anything, or is it something that you have to go back
to? I just don't. The same thing. I don't think we were crisp on that. Just it was our all parts of our game. Just wasn't there tonight. It wasn't as crisp as we can be. So it's the first game. I think it's a bit of a learning experience for us too. I think, we got to expect everyone's best every night. So we got to be at our best. And tonight we had their best and not ours. So that's what it's going to be for us moving forward. We're going to get every team's best, and we got to respond to it and give our best.
Macklin was playing with a bunch of different lines. Was there one in particular that you liked the best?
No, he was with Wilmer and Hudson, maybe in the power play he was with different guys, but 5-on-5 he was with Wilmer and Hudson most of the game. I think just the power play, we mix and match there a little bit, but 5-on-5 he was with them for the most part.
What did you think of his first game?
I thought he started off a little slow. Once he got his legs going, I thought he was really good, creating scoring chances. Obviously it was nice for him to get a goal, just missed I think with, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 seconds left. He had a great chance. So I thought his game really got better throughout the course of the game. I thought it got really good. So he was first game for him. So overall, I thought he was great.
What did you like in the combination of that line? And I guess what did you see in the other guys that made them kind of
fit to play? Jeremy Wilmer is one of the better passers around. So he can find guys. And Quinn Hudson's a pure scorer as well. So they've been really good together the last, I probably put them together in practice maybe a week and a half ago, and they've been really good. It seems like they have some pretty good chemistry. So that's really the reason.
You talked about they were clogging up the middle. This is Andy's first game as head coach. Did you see any similarities to what you faced when you played UMass Lowell?
Definitely there. It seemed like their D-zone coverage very similar to the way UMass Lowell plays. So that was something we expected. They do a good job. They're very well coached, great sticks. They get in shot lanes. It was very similar.
Played a majority of the freshmen in the first half, and then kind of let the veterans take in the second and third. Is there just trying to go back to your roots and try to see if you can get production from them that you know they can, or was it just how things work now?
It was just more situations, more than anything else, just trying to get certain guys out there. So it's the first game for a lot of these freshmen, and some of them maybe deserved a little more ice time, but just the way the game was going, we kind of went with guys we thought we should go with, guys that have a little bit of experience, and kind of went from there.
Mike,
Lane Hudson seems like he's scored so many overtime winners and just game-winning goals last year, and then this year obviously he scores in the opener. What can you say about his ability to score those OT winners and the goals late in games?
Yeah, he enjoys big moments. It's clear. I think we saw it last year. You know, he wants to be a difference maker, and he has been, and I'm sure he'll continue to be. So it's nice to have him on your side. You know, when you, I think that's probably in 2 years at least his fourth or fifth overtime winner, maybe more. So yeah, credit to him. Like he when the game's on the line, he's always there.
Case doesn't score often, but you had six shots tonight. You opened the scoring. Can you talk about his leadership? What he brings?
Yeah, his, you know, we're very fortunate to have him back. We didn't expect him to be back for his fifth year, and you know, he had the tough injury there in the hockey semifinals, and that, I think, yeah, he made a decision to come back, and it's huge for our leadership group. And yeah, I thought he was good tonight. You know, it was nice. He got the first goal there to get us on the board, and overall, I thought he had a pretty good game. But yeah, he's going to be a big part of our leadership group. Obviously, he's the captain, but he brings a lot to our group.
Thank you.